Hello, everybody, and welcome to Strictly 80s Joel, the second episode of the season, of the semester. My name is Joey Leone, and I am your sole host tonight. DJ Rowan, also known as DJ Meme Queen, will not be here tonight because he is a studious lad with deep responsibilities to his studies. So he will not be attending, but we will have two lovely surprise guests joining us later this evening. I don't know when, anytime now. But for now, you just got me. So who knows where this show is going to go. They could never show up. It could just be me rambling to all of you. I could pretend to be Rowan. I could just talk to myself. I could actually play music, which is not always something that we do here. There'll probably be a little bit of that tonight. But, you know, we'll have a lot coming up for you, and I'll start you with some of that music just, you know, to see what our guests, see if our guests are anywhere near, and then we'll figure something out. So what you just heard smoothing us in here was The Rest Is Noise by Jamie XX, and I would say it's WMFO in Medford, but if you listened last week, you know we kind of have a beef going on right now with dear old WMFO in Medford. So I'm not gonna say it. We're a little peeved. You know, things could be going better between us, but will we get through it? Who knows? We're still using their equipment. We're still doing the show under their name. You can still stream it on their website, where you probably already are if you're one of our listener. But for now, I'm gonna give you some tunes. And here is Butterfly by Grimes.
Thank you.
right, everybody. That was Butterfly by Grimes from her album from last year, Art Angels. So I am always open for you guys to call in. You know, tell me how you're feeling. We just had a call, but it was not for me. It was about the previous show. So feeling kind of left out. Could go for a call or two myself, to be honest. But yeah, so that was that. I could talk about things, but I want to save them for when we've got a guest. Very exciting day today. It's Super Tuesday, where a lot of states and American Samoa cast their ballots in the primaries for who they want to be the president of the United States. And we're getting some results. Most of the results are in. Most of them look like, you know, Trump and Hillary dominating. But I'll tell you what we don't have yet. We do not have the results from Alaska, which appears to only vote in the Republican primary, according to Google. But we do not have those Alaska votes yet. So the results should be available soon. So we are privileged here at Strictly 80s Jolt to maybe be able to call the Alaska race before anyone else. So if you stay tuned with us, we should be able to do that. And we're kind of the first place people go for political news. So just stick with us and you'll get some of that real soon. I'm going to play another song while we... It'd be fun if we just spend the entire show waiting for the guests. That'd be a good time. Be like some postmodern whatever nonsense. So I'm going to play another tune and we'll see what happens. Because that's what kind of show it is tonight. So here is a song from last year.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish, swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and it's just made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit cray, nigga. He ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at G's and P's, man, I been say, nigga. Just thought the fair con that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake DNZ like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all stay with you. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit the Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway thicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take a P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here now for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the passenger side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Stop, 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 stop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking drown. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real sus right now. I swear I been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both MJs. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, son, bitch. Day, nigga. I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my earth. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed. Killer, killer.
Everybody.
All day and all night, we're coming at you from the studio. This is DJ Esteban.
DJ
pleased
Esteban.
To be back for the spring semester, halfway through it. Thanks, WMFO.
Yeah.
What's up?
You're already on top of it.
Who's speaking to me right now?
Oh, this is DJ Joseph George Leone.
And who's that little chuckler I heard in the background over there?
I guess it's DJ Mugen.
DJ Mugen.
DJ Mugen, back from the dead.
Years.
Can his new name be DJ Little Chuckler?
Dude, DJ Little Chuckler is a great name.
That's good.
That might be my name.
That's
now.
Sort of like Littlefoot from Land Before Time, but Little Chuckler.
But like also creepier. somehow creepier than the name Littlefoot.
It's creepier because you're chuckling instead of having a foot.
Yeah, then it's just kind of like a handicap.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, dino cap. Yeah, but it's great to have you, boys.
It's great to be here. Yeah,
what's life? Back. What's life like?
Life is lifelike. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, preach. Keep it coming. Yeah,
so it's going on.
Because we had Esteban, last time we had you was, what, like a winter at some point?
Yeah, late winter.
Whereas Mugen, who knows?
It's been years.
It has been
years. We just talked about this, actually.
Yeah. I actually don't know when the last time was.
I think...
Not trying to hate. It could have been recently. I just don't know.
I don't know if I showed my face on here after the whole Christopher Walken incident.
Which one?
It was when I tried to compete with Jake.
Oh.
That was so embarrassing.
He couldn't show his face for a year and a half.
Yeah, dude, his face could not be projected across the airwaves.
No, it was horrible.
That's tough.
He missed the entire case about Dwight McPhee and Leonard Carmichael.
Yeah, I got the update.
Dude, I missed, to be honest. I don't know what happened there. But, oh yeah, I noticed this right before you called me. We have breaking news.
Well,
somewhat related to that previous song.
Is it about...
It's the first place you're going to hear it.
Okay, go.
Wow. All right. Here's the headline. Kanye West's new album, The Life of Pablo, is streaming on Pornhub. Which is it's still not on Spotify.
In which format?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll definitely check that out.
Is that MP4 complete with...
I don't know. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, look at this. Look at this, listeners. Look at it just sitting there on Pornhub.
Oh, there it is.
For the record, we did not go onto Pornhub during the show. There's just a screen cap.
That's crazy.
Of someone else
we
doing
saw
it.
On a legitimate website.
On a music blog.
What
so
is
legitimate
source?
Website.
Pace. It was Pace.
No, it was Consequence of Sound.
Wow. That sounds legitimate.
It's not. I'll tell you straight up. Like, it's pretty terrible.
So how about Kanye, right? He just put out The Life of Pablo, and he's going to put out another
album.
What's it
called?
In the summer.
It's called, like, Super Nintendo
who can 64. Say, who can say what it's called?
I don't know.
It'll probably be called I Love Taylor Swift by the end of all things said and done.
Probably. You know? He has to make up for,
yeah,
just for all those, telling it like it is.
For true. All those rants.
Yeah, so what are you guys thinking about The Life of Pablo?
Listen to it about 10 times, I'd say, by now, and feeling favorable. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
I think a 7 out of 10 is pretty fair.
I'd give it more than Yeezus, which I gave a 6 out of 10.
I would disagree with that very much.
All right, well, that's personal opinion.
Yeah, that's
fine. I thought
fine.
That a third of Yeezus was trash, and the other two-thirds was great. So it evened out to a 6 out of 10.
All right, that's fair. That sounds... Are you sure it's not 6.66, though?
I rounded down to the nearest 6.
Which would probably be 6.66.
Nope, that's 6 out of 10.
So you're telling me you don't love this?
Oh, I love this. Come on.
So this is in the good two-thirds?
Yeah,
just... Wait, what's in the bad two-thirds? Let's run... Let's talk.
I'm in it.
Wait, what about...
That's bad?
So On-Site, yay or nay?
On-Site is my favorite song of the album. All right. I'm not even kidding.
Blick Skinhead.
Good. I'll give you a yay or I'll give you a Kanye or a Kanye.
Oh. All right. I am a good.
Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye. Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Kanye, definitely. This is the best one.
Most definitely.
This one and...
Kanye.
Don't you dare. Don't you...
With you looking at me like that.
Don't you dare.
But either way, Kanye.
Yeah, of course. All right.
It's all Kanye.
I feel like you're going to give this to Kanye, and it's not going to be fair. I need to
go. You would...
Forgot about this song.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah,
so
no.
There's like two that you forget about. It's like this one and the one after it. But this one, I'm like, you forget about, but you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Whereas Send It Up, you're like, mm.
It's a Kanye, but at... But I gotta give it a Kanye, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We just listened to this.
What did this one get?
A Kanye.
Wait, this one got a yay?
Yeah. At this point, this gets a Kanye, and I'm sorry.
What? Seriously? Yeah. All right.
When I saw this live 3 years ago, it was a Kanye.
Oh, that was a Kanye.
But right now, it's a Kanye.
All right, for the record, out of 10 tracks...
You didn't go through all the tracks.
No, that's all of them.
Well, you
8 of them got Kanye's.
You didn't go through the
one got a
Kanye,
and then one a Kanye,
so
but
you
used
round
to be
down
a Kanye. So originally,
six.
You only were felt meh about one of the songs, and then liked all the other ones.
Well, you gotta take into account the rounding mechanics here. If you're rounding down to the nearest 6,
oh true,
it's bound.
I forgot about rounding.
It's bound. To get a 6 out of 10.
No matter what.
Honey.
No matter what, it's bound to get a 6 out of 10.
It's bound.
Wait, I want to take a moment for both of you. This isn't any easiest.
Take it.
Can I get a Kanye or a Kanye on this one?
Kanye.
Yeah. Kanye.
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 All right.
Kanye.
That was for DJ Rowan, who would give that a very strong Kanye.
Yeah. DJ Rowan has his own issues.
Well, let's talk about him. What are his issues?
Well,
let's hear it. Let's hear what this boy's got.
Most people of his age might be graduating in the year 2016. Some people might be graduating junior year in the year 2016. So there's that.
But it's not him.
But it's not. I mean, I'm not naming names here.
Okay.
We're just talking about DJ Rowan's issues.
Oh, yeah. He has issues.
DJ Rowan Krishnan and his issues.
He has issues about that. They're right. Not like necessarily
not,
he's
I'm
one of
I'm not saying it's his. It's yeah. Not It's not like
but
him
he finds
personally.
It problematic
but he,
that
he,
some
he
people
takes
aren't
issue with
yeah.
That.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
It could be a personal... I mean, I don't know his life.
Yeah.
DJ Rowan Krishnan graduating 2017's life.
The listeners might know his life.
They might, you know. How many listeners might know his life?
Dude, it says currently under maintenance, so I don't know.
So it's probably over 100, and that broke the counter.
Damn. Probably. Let me try again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. It broke the counter, so yeah, 200.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah. Does he have any other issues?
I think he's pretty all right.
I don't know. He likes Mac DeMarco. But, you know, that's...
Dude, this is some sick burns coming out.
I mean, his other issue is that he's not here to defend himself. So.
Oh, you might have to disrap him.
We'll prepare for that for next week. I'm feeling a...
You can't freestyle?
A rap battle. DJ Rowan versus DJ Esteban.
You don't want him to be able to defend himself. You gotta hit, like, you gotta punch up.
I feel like he can't defend himself even if he has a week to defend himself. So,
man, well, you're spinning fire out there. That's some serious stuff.
That's some stuff. So we'll see what comes of that next week.
Yeah, you think you'll be here?
I think I'll be here. I think DJ Rowan, if he can put aside his graduation issues, will be here. Personal again, just to reiterate that.
So are you going to be freestyling next week, or are you going to be writing raps for next week?
I think it'll be what it'll be, you know?
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible.
It might be some free form styling.
Oh.
But, you know, gotta put the work in between now and then. Gotta be ready.
That's true.
At least have content.
I could make you some beats.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to some beats.
And I might just out of nowhere just diss DJ Mugen. He's got it coming.
I can't defend myself.
He's had it coming.
I'd be so defensive.
Your greatest defense is that I don't know how to attack.
Right. He feigns innocence.
I'll freeze. Yeah, I know he feigns it.
Look at that hoodie.
Then he gets in a goddamn robot.
That's an innocent hoodie. And then he
ruins everyone's day.
Mows you down with dual robot guns.
Yeah,
you never saw it coming.
It's sad.
Your little DMR is not enough.
Sick.
Or your weird orange new weapons.
Wars.
Goddamn Forerunners.
Forerunner weapons.
So I told the listeners that we'd be the first to tell them the results of the Alaska primary.
Oh.
But there are no results yet, so I don't know what to do.
Well, Bristol Palin won.
Yeah, for sure.
With Marco Rubio a distant second, because he'll never win anything, but he'll always be a great choice for second place.
Let's see, has he? There's one. Oh, he did win one.
Did he?
He won Minnesota.
Oh.
Wow. Out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere.
That is nowhere, so.
But just barely also. Like, he has one more delegate than Cruz.
Marco.
Sorry, I'm looking at this right now.
No, that's cool.
Listeners, I just know these things.
No, it's
just
good.
Off the top of my head.
It's good. We need a candidate like Marco Rubio. The Zach Shapiros of the world may rest in peace with Marco Rubio as the nominee. You can take whatever taxi you want from whatever catastrophic event you want if Marco Rubio is your candidate.
Oh man, we gotta get you on the mic on some sick beats.
Oh man.
Oh man, not again.
Again.
Oh. Wow. That's...
If you're listening, Zachary _ Shapiro, feel free to chime in on any number of state solutions to any number of places.
Oh.
We're here. Wow. We're in the studio till 1 a.m. at the minimum.
That's such a painful noise. Oh, Fiverr, you're leaving no prisoners. Dude.
No mercy.
No mercy on anyone.
No Lamborghini mercy. No Prius mercy.
No Toyota Camry mercy.
God.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Is there anyone else you need to just knock down and
I
start
feel like anyone who needs to be knocked down has been knocked down. And so, DJ Rowan Christian, you haven't been knocked down. You don't need to be knocked down.
Oh.
I'm just prepping you for the next week.
Is that when you're gonna knock him down?
I might be knocked down. We don't know.
Oh, so modest.
Anything could happen. But Zachary _ Shapiro, you have been duly knocked down.
Oh,
it's been a long time coming.
Got him.
So Mugen's in the clear. I'm in the clear.
Oh, DJ Mugen, look at him. He's innocent.
Yeah.
He thinks he's innocent. Yeah. We think he's innocent. He might be innocent.
I'm innocent. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
He might be innocent. This is WMFO Medford, by the way.
No, it's not. We don't say that anymore.
You're listening to
Oh, I was trying to play that one. So what do you guys, without any context, what do you guys think about what WMFO has been doing lately?
I mean,
bad things.
What do you think about what they've
been
done
doing?
To us?
They've been doing themselves and not many others, and that's just not healthy. You got to keep the others happy. I feel like we've got a caller.
I feel like it too. The board does not feel like it yet, and it does feel like it.
Well, I'm just feeling it.
Hey, caller, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going, caller?
No, you're talking to.
No, I do not know who we're talking to.
Oh, you don't recognize this voice?
No,
you
I'm
knocked me down, you know.
Oh no! Is this
one of those knockdown ease?
Oh, we knocked down so many people on this dish show. It's hard to keep track. What's your name, sir?
Oh yeah, you just knocked down the wrong fella.
DJ Chucklers.
DJ Lil Chuckler is chuckling in the house right now. And on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm about to knock some of you down.
Oh.
I got a right mind.
Oh. Let's hear your right mind. Your far right mind.
It's very far right. Let's hear it.
Well, let me tell you. One, I haven't introduced myself yet.
No, you haven't. I've been asking you to.
We're wondering.
The name's Shapiro.
Hey.
Oh.
Shapiro.
So, sorry, Zach Shapiro?
Zach. Zach Shapiro.
Z-A-K. You hear me?
Z-A-K.
Z with a K.
Yeah, but the K is silent.
Zach Shapiro.
What, you got a problem, wise guys?
No, wise guys here, sir. Sorry?
Oh, wait a minute. You wasn't knocking down me, Zach Shapiro. You was knocking down some Zach Shapiro.
Oh, this is all a big mistake.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think we... We're trying to cyberbully someone else.
Oh, okay. So you ain't messing with the Zach Shapiro.
No, Zach. No way, man.
No, man.
Zach, how's your night?
As long as you was lucky enough to get me on air.
Oh, where's...
I'm calling in to... I had a secondary purpose after I knocked...
Whoa, do you know how to use phones, Zach?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Are you trying to promote something right now?
No, I'm trying to
ask. Is this one of those promotation events?
Hey, you want to shut up and...
Yeah, you should let...
Let you speak. We're lucky enough to have you, Zach.
You're lucky enough you got the one and only Zach Shapiro.
Go
on. I Googled it. There's no other. Okay. I'm calling in to talk to you about Super Tuesday. Too bad it's Wednesday now, but we can still discuss the results.
Well, the Alaska results are not in yet, sir, so we cannot discuss all of them.
Well, who cares about Alaska?
Oh! Not Zach Shapiro, that's
hey,
for sure.
Hey, all right, Zach, so let's talk. Shapiro. Let's talk
I
to...
I told you I'd start knocking people down. Boom, there's one state done.
Boom!
55 to go, or however many, right?
55.
That's right.
American Samoa.
States. Yep. Okay, so... Let's talk about it.
Let's go through
number
each
one,
state one by one.
Well, no, I was thinking we start with the candidate.
Okay.
Let's start with the heavy hitters.
Let's start.
Ben Carson. One of my favorite.
Oh, he's
Sometimes
heavy and
I
he's
look
a hitter.
At that guy, and I think to myself, that's a president right there, you know?
A future president, or he's you think he's a head of state currently?
He's been a president and he's covering it up.
No, when I look at Ben Carson, I'm like, that guy. He's the president.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
He looks like him.
So you're saying you...
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, I see Ben Carson, and I'm like, isn't this guy the president right now? Why is he running again?
Oh, he's trying to get that third term, am I right?
He's going for abuse of powers.
Do you think he's fooling anybody by referring to himself by his American name, Ben Carson?
No, listen. For one, he ain't fooling Zach Shapiro. No one pulls a wool over
no
my
one
eyes.
No one could fool.
Except on my mother.
Zach Shapiro.
Oh, my God.
You guys keep hitting buttons, or is that me?
That's you, Zach.
It's you, Zach.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Okay, well, back to what I was saying. So we've got Ben Carson, and I look at that guy, and as I said before, that's literally president. you want to hear any more of my thoughts?
Yeah, well, how'd President Carson do today?
Well, President Carson, let me tell you, he didn't do too good. That's probably because people are like, listen, okay?
They're wise to it.
Alexander Hamilton and his hit musical said that you're not allowed to become president more than two times.
Because okay? Alexander President was only Hamilton two times.
That Hamilton won some Oscars or something, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
It won Leo.
It won the Leo Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Leon Panetta.
Hamilton's a good show because it told us about how you can only be president twice.
It teaches you about the rap culture.
Yeah, it also teaches you about the rap culture. That's true. So anyways, back to what I was saying. Here we are talking about Super Tuesday on a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
I know what you
mean. That's right.
Okay.
Hey, it's so Tuesday somewhere, am I right?
You're not wrong.
You've got Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And she's a woman president.
She's not the president. She is a woman, but...
Yeah, but she's going to be president.
You're right, you're right.
The projectors.
You're not wrong.
Political projectors.
Yeah, like Nate Silver.
Who's Nate Silver?
He's a political projection.
I'd knock that guy down, you know?
Knock him.
Yeah.
Who's got that fall going? Is that DJ Rowan?
No, DJ Rowan is not here. He's got his own issues.
Yeah, he's got his own issues. You might have heard
like
about
immigration.
Him. Graduation, immigration, menstruation.
Menstruation.
You know what I'm saying right now?
I
see
I
you.
Tell you.
I see you.
I didn't tell you. I was reading an internet article, right?
Oh. Do you like those?
One of those.
On that internet article, you know what what the article said to me?
What?
It said, "Hey, Zach Shapiro, in an election between," and I think this was a factual article. Said in an election between Hillary and what's the guy? Donald Trump. Okay, between Hillary and Donald Trump, it said to me that Donald Trump will win. But only if he gets my support. And then it said, donate $25 a year. And because it was a nonfiction article, I kind of figured I had to, you know?
So yeah. So what'd you do, Zach?
Well, I donated my $25. Oh.
So is that your support right there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was just following. If a nonfiction, I really didn't have a choice.
Were you just following?
Fiction.
If you're following orders, then.
You see what I mean? Otherwise, it would be fiction. Are you starting to understand?
Of course.
Wait.
You know who else I love?
Who?
You know who else I love? First of all,
Martin O'Malley.
So many Hispanics running for president. We got
Bernie Sanders. We got Donald
Marco
Trump.
Rubio. Rubio. He could have done better today.
Could he have though?
He won Minnesota.
I'm not sure he could have.
You have Ted Cruz. He won Texas. And you have Jeb Bush, who's always been one of my favorite Hispanics.
With an exclamation point. You can't forget the exclamation point.
Yeah, it's Yeb.
It's Yeb.
That's what I just said. I said Yeb Bush. Are you
Yeb
Zach Shapiro?
Sorry, don't question me.
I won't interrupt anymore, Zach.
What the hell is wrong with you guys? Is this a radio show or a political commentary show?
It's a little bit of both. Zach, we have someone here who wants to say something to you. Are you?
Yes.
All right, here comes.
We live in the inner city, single-parent home, dire poverty. My mother only had a third-grade education. I was perhaps the worst student you've ever seen. I thought I was really stupid. All my classmates and teachers agreed. And, my nickname was Dummy. But...
what do you have to...
Please respond to that.
Is that Obama?
That's Ben Carson.
That's President
Carson.
Oh, President Carson, why do you say his nickname was Dummy? Dummy.
He's just telling the truth.
Yeah, he tells it like it is.
It's pretty dummy thing to do to try and become president for a third time, okay? So in that case, I guess I got to agree with him.
Kind of like Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
Okay, listen, no. Jeb is not...
if you spell Jeb backwards, it's Bay.
Wait, what are you saying?
Just try it. Just try it out.
When I'm trying to do political commentary. Brain.
Just try it. Just try it out.
Listen.
Sensation.
I'm getting pretty tired here, so I only have one more important thing to say, okay?
All right,
Zach.
And this is crucial. This is crucial. Who you boys like? Real quick, tell me, who you want to be the America's next top president?
How many presidents do we have at a time? Like, Ben Carson is the president, Obama's the president, but who's the top president?
Well, it's whoever won America's last top president.
Who did win that, though?
Well, first of all, I got
that is a nation.
Who do you support for America's next top president?
That's the big question, isn't it?
What are our options?
Okay, well, I already told you. You have Jeb Bush.
I mean, him.
Do we have anyone from the X-Files?
Ben Carson.
But we don't know.
Bernie Slander.
Bernie Slander.
And you have Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
And we have another caller.
Let's see if they have an answer to your question, Zach Shapiro. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
And welcome back. Everyone's favorite cooking show. Say it with me. Cooking with Carson.
Cooking with Carson.
Cooking with Carson.
Cooking with Carson. President Carson. I'm back, baby. Everyone's favorite dummy is back in the kitchen ready to make some jokes.
They don't call him dummy for nothing.
Mr. President Carson, why do they call you...
President Dummy.
President Dummy Carson.
I was going to say, why do they call you dummy?
They call me dummy because the bigger kids would sit me on their lap, put their hand in the back of my shirt, and make me mouth words.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that is...
I was a slight boy.
That is unhealthy.
We strive to keep the R rating for this show at all times, President.
Of course.
Of course.
Hey, President Carson, what are we cooking today?
Oh, we're cooking toast.
Oh, on Cooking with Carson. Now, what's the best... Zashbeer, if you could guess how Mr. Carson likes to cook his toast, how would you guess? How would he do it?
Please, President Dummy.
President Dummy.
Apologies, sir. Zah.
Hello?
President Dummy? Or Zah? Zah?
Zah, we turn to you.
Wait, why are we waiting on me?
Because how do you like your toast?
Oh, how do I like my toast? I like it covered in butter and without the toast.
So just butter?
You know me, Zach Shapiro. And they call me a dummy.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and they do.
Oh, my God. I knew I was getting knocked down.
Oh.
I knew it.
I'm sorry.
You came to the right place.
I could have guessed from the very first day.
Is this guy censoring himself or what?
He's cussing us out every time that happens. Oh, man.
Oh. Not again.
Not again.
No, I'm getting pretty mad about this bull.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zach. Is there anything we can do to help?
I just wish you wouldn't knock me down so much.
Yeah, we'll pull you up.
Just hanging out in my swanky hotel.
Your Nike hotel?
No, my swanky hotel.
Swanky.
I'm here with my two good friends, Leonard Carmichael and Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Wait, so you're with Leonard Carmichael, who's, I believe, a wanted murderer.
And Miss Piggy, who is definitely a wanted murderer.
No, but listen, this hotel is on the water.
Also, right? I heard a voice there. I heard a voice there that sounded a little bit like DeWitt McPhee.
That would be an intriguing.
DeWitt McPhee? I've never heard of him. Zach Shapiro.
I know you're Zach Shapiro.
You know who you are, clearly, sir.
Oh, I'm here in captivity.
Oh, DeWitt. That's very helpful information. DeWitt.
What? Who are you guys talking to?
Is that who's bumping the phone buttons?
No one's touching no phone buttons, okay? You're talking to Zach Shapiro.
Could it be that DeWitt?
No, I'm just a gardener.
His Palestinian self is begging for freedom by bumping the phone buttons on Zach.
Listen,
dude, the only thing he understands is violence. I don't think that's true.
I just happen to own a swanky hotel.
Is this going
to
be a two dining hall solution here?
Can you just listen?
Yeah, let him talk about his swanky hotel, please.
I just happen to own a swanky hotel in the middle of the ocean under maritime law, and there just happens to be a wanted murderer, Leonard Carmichael,
and another wanted murderer, Miss Piggy
herself.
And I don't know what voice you thought you heard saying something about captivity or whatever you said.
Yeah, what? What? I know you're in the open ocean, but
it was something about decades of oppression.
Yeah, are you near any countries like?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm right off of you ever go to Boston?
Oh,
Once
or twice.
Yeah, isn't that near
China?
No, it's pretty far actually.
Okay.
There's a city called Boston, United States.
Is it near Medford?
There's a thing called the Boston Harbor.
The Boston right? Harbor. Okay. Are you sure it's yeah. not near
China? I'm like about 20 feet out of the Boston Harbor.
Because,
international waters.
Because, you know...
I could have sworn. I could have sworn it was near...
I love China.
Zat, are you...
Okay, Zat, so you're in the Boston Harbor, right?
No, I'm in international waters. I'm just 20
near,
feet away.
Near...
20 feet away. So are you, like, at the aquarium?
No, I'm in international waters. What did I tell you? Okay? So
I
I'm
fully
here,
understand.
And it's just me... Oh, wait. That's someone who wants to talk to you.
Okay, let's hear it. Is it...
Hello?
Is this
Miss Piggy?
Is this Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy!
Miss Piggy, are you adult Miss Piggy or are you Muppet Baby Miss Piggy?
Because it makes a huge difference.
It gets a lot creepier.
Adult.
You're an adult?
Dear Lord.
How did I star in all of these adult films?
Adult films? Oh,
were you responsible for putting Kanye's album on Pornhub, Miss Piggy?
Don't you ever think of me again that way.
Don't ever speak to me.
I am so sorry, miss.
I'm sorry.
I'm here to tell you calmly because I never lose my temper.
Never.
Never.
I'm here to
tell you. Is that Miss Piggy?
Is that President Dr. Dummy Carson?
I'm a good man.
Dummy Carson, that I got you on the line.
I'm old. Miss Piggy knows my name.
You've got President Dummy. Just say what you need to say.
I said I'm holding the Rick McPhee hostage in international waters, Mr. President, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And it only makes common sense.
Look, just let Piggy go and send her over to the White House.
What about McPhee?
Who?
Yeah, I don't think Miss Piggy's
Miss
a prisoner.
Miss Piggy's not being held hostage.
Miss Piggy's wanted for armed robbery, murder, and attempted sodomy.
You can you just drop her off?
Is that Yoda?
It's getting to pardon season over here.
Pardon?
It's getting to pardon season.
Sorry, pardon?
Pardon season 1, 2, or 3, because I'm pretty sure they made at least a couple of those.
I said pardon season.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh. What did you say?
DeWick's trying to contact us.
Guys,
okay,
I understand. I'm saying
this is
pardon
season.
Shut up, DeWick.
Wait, DeWick, what are you saying?
I said hello.
DeWick!
I didn't say anything, because DeWick is my prisoner.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Is this Leonard Carmichael speaking, or whoever that first
Who is cussing constantly?
Or is this Zat?
Let's just get okay. that out of the
That's
way.
That's Miss Piggy.
Madam Piggy, listen
She's filming a new adult video.
The adult Miss Piggy.
You think you know the truth? You think this stops at a two-dining-hall solution? There is no two-dining-hall solution. This goes all the way up to the top. This goes past President Carson and Obama.
That's President Dummy Carson.
Does it go to the America's top president?
This goes to the American top president. Okay? This conspiracy runs deeper than you could ever imagine. And DeWick is just the beginning. First it's DeWick. Next it's Rowan.
No.
Oh, he's got issues, man. He's got his own issues.
Too many to even knock him down this week.
Hey, listen, tell me. Can I let
you shut the I'm in charge.
Just let
now.
Them.
I'll see you soon.
Do you feel in charge?
Yeah. Oh, do
just
you?
Let Piggy go. Just bring her over to the White House. It's near the campus of GW. Do you know George Washington University?
Great school.
It's a good school.
Two?
Just
maybe
just bring, tell her after she knows about me. Can you ask Piggy if she knows about me?
Dr. Carson, it sounds like you're sailing in international waters from the sound of your phone call towards the Boston Harbor.
Is that near
China?
I'm in kind of a wind tunnel here. My kitchen's in Air Force One.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Well, he is a dummy, after all.
Yeah. Wait, is DeWick still here? Is Carmichael? Is Miss Piggy? Is Zah?
Who do we have with us?
I think they left us. I think they made their Rowan threat and left. We've just got President Dr. Dummy Carson.
So do you think Piggy, do you think she was interested?
I wouldn't get your hopes up, but you know, if it's a Thursday night and Piggy's free and you're free, I wouldn't say no to a nice pitcher at Mike's or anything like that.
Hmm. What do you think
of
Mike's?
You know, I got a lot of good qualities. I know what to cook.
How many? Can I guess?
Four. Oh, under over on four.
Top five. What are your top five?
All right, I'm just gonna guess how many you have. I'm gonna say two.
I was gonna go with three, but likes the X-Files.
Yeah, Mugen, you got a guess?
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. What was
240?
That's a high guess, Mugen.
Yeah. Here's my top three qualities about Dr. Dummy Carson. Please,
Mr. President,
Mr. President,
Dr.
Top
Dummy Carson.
Dummy, top.
He's
Carson.
Not top. He's not top.
To be.
It's President Dummy.
Okay, President Dummy. He likes the X-Files. There's one right there. We can't discount that. Mm-hmm. He's going for an unprecedented third term as president.
Yeah.
So there's a that's a quality.
You know?
I finally got all my stuff moved in.
He's going for three?
Maybe four?
Maybe four. I heard he's interested in hot dates no matter what the species.
Yeah,
so
or is it just pigs?
Be, or if it's just pigs or humans or pigs.
I'm big on the pig. What can
big,
I say?
Big on pig. Wait, that could be your campaign slogan. Dr. Dummy, President Next Top Carson.
Dr. Dummy Carson, President Dummy Carson.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw a fastball at you.
Throw it.
And see what you think about it. Pigs, they don't sweat. Does that not make them the dirtiest animal alive? And can you fathom yourself having a sexual relationship with one?
Well, I don't have to fathom it. I just go on the hub. I close out after listening to the Kanye West album, and then I go to all those videos of being a pig.
And there you have it.
There you have it. Thank you, Dr.
Big
Dummy
on
Carson.
Pig, Dr. Dummy Carson.
What would you say your top?
What do I think about it? 8 out of 10.
Oh, that's better than Yeezus.
That is better. It's better than Life of Pablo, too.
Can't argue with that.
It's better than Life of Pablo.
It gets a solid Kanye.
Yeah, wait. Dr. Carson, would you give Life of Pablo a Kanye or a Kanye?
Or a Kanye, let's be honest. There's not just two options.
I'm sorry.
We have more than two dining halls in here.
Yeah.
I give it a Condoleezza.
Oh, wow. That's
unseen and unprecedented.
Yeah, a very confusing answer.
Can you elaborate?
Can I elaborate?
Please.
It's got a strong defense, but I wouldn't want it coming to my school to give a speech, I'll tell you that much.
And he told us
he
that
told
much.
Us, thank you for telling us at least that
I'll
much.
Tell you that, I will tell you that much. No
that's
more.
That's as much as we'll get.
Dr. Dummy, what do you think your chances are in this presidential race?
Because let's be honest, Marco Rubio won Minnesota tonight.
And,
so.
And Zach Shapiro is ecstatic.
He won the Great White North, didn't he?
The Great White North.
And it is white, and it is great.
And it's north.
And it's my bags.
To go where?
So goes Minnesota, so goes the nation, as they say.
That is what they say. You're right.
So goes the soda.
Dr. Carson, do you know why the results from Alaska aren't in yet? Because I am not seeing any.
Oh,
okay.
That's the
good.
Crystal meth capital of America, isn't it not?
Well, it's not. So.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, well, I'm out of ideas.
That's.
I was going to blame the crystal meth. Instead, I can just say, well, I'm not the tallier.
That's true.
That is true.
You're the president.
Glorious it may be.
That's President Dummy.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before we let you go?
So do you think Piggy was like giving off a vibe? It felt like she was giving off a vibe, right?
There was definitely a vibe.
I think there was a vibe. I'm not sure what kind of vibe. Like, it was at least not negative. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if
okay.
positive or.
Okay.
But you know, uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh. you know what I said. Mike's.
Yeah.
Go for it at Mike's.
Yeah, because, you know, Mike's is, it's welcoming. It's almost like you could just be there as friends.
That's right, but not, you know.
But like, you know,
both know,
there's pitchers, there's outdoor seating.
There's indoor seating.
There's indoor seating.
And there's pitchers, so what really can you ask
And
for?
There's Mike's.
And Mike is there.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Shapiro?
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah, I think so. I'd give it 6 out of 10.
Okay.
That's a Yeezus for you.
Yeah, I'll give you a whole... I'm only doing that because I rounded to the closest six.
Rounded down to the nearest six.
Oh, I rounded up to the nearest six. Okay.
He's a dummy.
Dr. Dummy.
Dr. Dummy, we're giving you a 6 out of 10, a full Yeezus at Mike's.
I'll take it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll take it, too.
Thank you, Dr. Carson.
Be sure to cook your toast on both sides. You don't
Sweet dreams, butter.
No salmonella on my toast. Thanks, you.
And no salami nellet either.
Mitt Romney salami. We had enough of that.
All right.
Sweet doctor.
Sweet dreams, sweet doctor. What a guy. A lot just happened.
Man, he's there. A dummy.
Yeah, what the hell?
A lot just happened there. I feel like we got distracted from the very extreme death threats and hostage situations by a cooking show with one of our presidents.
That was one of the crazier cooking shows I've ever been involved with. I watch a lot of Cutthroat Kitchen in my house, and I know DJ Mugen can back me up on this. But
all the time.
But that was that was quite the show.
See, he's going where Minnesota went.
He went there.
He's falling.
It's about time, eh? So,
pardon?
So basically, this has been a different show here on
Different. It has been a different show. Is it so different that we unleash?
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been anything unleashed this entire hour, as far as I know.
Let me just say, you could unleash something different, or you could release something Bryce Avery, or you could release something Carly Rudolphin, or you could. I don't know.
I just need to release a PSA here.
Do you want to?
I want to. I don't need any binders.
We haven't. Okay, you know what?
All I need to say
I got to back you up, buddy.
Okay, please.
I know it might only be like a second PSA, but you got to.
All I got to say is, if you're big on pigs, vote Carson. Dummy. We'll make America pig again. And if you're big on abandoning your friends, vote Zah. Because he will take the nearest taxi back to the safe haven. And I will take him down. President Dummy Carson, 2016.
We don't have victories anymore.
That was dark. That's some heavy stuff.
All right. Just a little personal ad here. Look forward to the rap battle between DJ Esteban and DJ Rowan Christian, class of 2017, next week here on...
Yeah, it's going to be fire, I can say. And we just got this in from Dr. Dummy that the problem was he called in from a bathroom where there's a strong stream of air coming in.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's understandable, right? Haven't we all experienced that stream of air?
Yeah, he might be breaking some health codes by doing that, buttering it up in there.
He does love pigs.
He does love his toast without the toast and with the butter.
So what kind of different are we feeling?
I mean, we're feeling a different caller.
We are feeling a different caller. I hope this caller knows we have 2 minutes, and there is a show after us this semester. Hey, caller, you're on WMFO.
What's up?
What's
up?
I heard what you said, okay?
Is this Zah?
Oh, yeah, this is Zah.
Zah, I'm sorry. I don't know if we said anything, to be honest.
Oh, I heard your PSA.
Are you feeling big on pigs, Zah?
What? What'd you say?
Are you big on pig? Because America's big on pig, and we're making America pig again.
Hey, listen, wise guy, you thought I'd be running for the shelter? No way.
He said safe haven.
That's a safe haven.
Oh, you're sending you to shelter in pieces?
Yo, listen, I'm gonna f*** you up, okay?
Oh. You know where we're at. We're at WFM.
Oh, that is some fighting word.
Listen, I'm done with you, and I'm done with your show until the next time I'm on, in which case I'll no longer be done with your show.
Wait.
But you will be done.
So you're coming on the show. Are you bringing your prisoners? Or will they be alone? Oh, he probably...